Enter the birth cottage in Milford, and you might think you're at a country chalet.
Make yourself at home.
Gentle lighting, tapestry quilts, and lacy curtains create a mood that's more comfy than clinical. But the birth cottage isn't meant for lengthy visits. It's a place where pregnant women can give birth naturally and return home within 24 hours. Adrian Feldhusen is co-owner of the birth cottage and chairs the New Hampshire Midwifery Council. Feldhusen says that before 2008, far fewer women decided to give birth outside of the hospital. But that all changed 4 years ago when the law required state-regulated insurance companies to pay for midwifery services.
When we passed the mandate several years ago, the response to that was overwhelming. You know, we saw a rise of over 300% in our birth numbers when women were able to have the births paid for by their insurance companies.
A rise of 300% is more than most small businesses will see in a lifetime. But now Feldhusen is worried about a reversal of fortune.
When the original law went into effect, we had to have conversations with each individual insurance company, and it was a process for each one. And so with the problems that we had getting the insurance companies to cover it in the first place, I don't see that it's going to continue to be covered afterwards. I think it's going to be a fast pullout.
Feldhusen says on average, the birth cottage charges between $2,000 and $5,000. In contrast, an average maternity stay at a hospital costs between $9,000 and $13,000. And these fees do not include doctor's charges. But State Representative John Hunt of Ringe says the issue isn't about costs. He's sponsoring the legislation to repeal the mandate.
The issue is, what is the standard of care that is appropriate, and the reason why having births at home or in a birthing center not considered standard of care, because if there is a problem, then there's a high risk of losing the mother or the baby.
But Feldhusen insists complications are rare. She routinely screens for patients at risk, for example, women with diabetes, high blood pressure, or those carrying twins.
Just because you're having the baby out of the hospital doesn't mean you have to sacrifice safety or, monitoring or testing. We do all that. We do the standard blood work. We do the standard pap smears. We watch the baby postpartum. We do the standard metabolic screening. We actually have hearing screening here.
Mary Lawler is president of the National Association of Certified Professional Midwives, also called CPMs. In contrast to certified nurse midwives, CPMs are trained to help women deliver babies outside of the hospital. Lawler, who also owns the Monadnock Birth Center, is worried what will happen if insurance companies no longer pay for midwifery services.
It would make it extremely difficult to stay open. There were two birth centers that opened in the state before the mandate, and they both closed because they couldn't get paid.
But Paula Rogers with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield says only a small minority of New Hampshire births occur outside of a hospital when compared to those in a hospital. She says the number of claims doesn't amount to more than a handful.
There might be some slight administrative cost to removing the coverage, but the reality is there are so many other things in the marketplace drawing our attention, needing attention, that removing that from coverage is probably not something we would be rushing to do.
And it's not clear whether other insurance companies, particularly the smaller ones, might refuse to reimburse midwives. But Hunt says insurers have the right to decide what is medically appropriate. And sometimes that may mean that patients choose providers their insurance doesn't cover.
The example I give about personal choices is I choose to put my kids in a private school. And we as a society have decided that then no, we should not be reimbursed to have our kids in a private school. And that's the same thing with midwives. If you want to have a baby at home, that's your choice. But that the mandate insurance to have to cover that, no, it's not appropriate.
Home births have been around since birth. It's only in the last century that childbirth moved from homes to hospitals. The debate over where the event takes place and who should or should not pay for it may end soon when the state Senate votes on it later this spring. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.